Biden's stimulus includes $1,400 checks for most Americans who earn less than $75,000 a year. It also includes $350 billion for state and local governments and would extend funding for enhanced unemployment insurance. In a conference call with reporters Friday afternoon, Johnson said state governments didn't need the money, and he said extending unemployment benefits would prolong unemployment.
We want to help people, but we don't want to create a perverse incentive to stay on the sidelines, not engage in the economy.
Johnson said the $1.9 trillion price tag for the stimulus was too high, although the Congressional Budget Office said in 2018 that the GOP tax cuts passed with Johnson's help added $1.9 trillion to the deficit over the next decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.